Luke chapter 8, beginning with verse 40. When Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, because they were all waiting for him. Just then a man named Jairus arrived. He was a ruler of the synagogue. He fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, because he had an only daughter who was about 12 years old, and she was dying. As he went, the crowds pressed tightly against him. There was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, yet although she had paid physicians all she had to live on, she could not be healed by anyone. She approached Jesus from behind and touched the fringe of his garment. Immediately her flow of blood stopped, and Jesus said, "Who touched me?" As everyone was denying it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the crowds are pressing in and crowding you, yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, because I know that power has gone out from me." When the woman saw that she did not escape his notice, she came trembling and fell down before Jesus. In the presence of all the people, she told him why she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the synagogue ruler's house saying, "Your daughter has died. Don't trouble the teacher anymore." But when Jesus heard it, he told Jairus, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be saved." When he came to the house, he did not let anyone enter except Peter, John, James, and the child's father and mother. All the people were weeping and mourning for her, but he said, "Stop weeping, because she is not dead, but sleeping." They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and called out, "Child, get up." Her spirit returned, and she immediately got up. He ordered that something be given to her to eat. Her parents were amazed, but he instructed them not to tell anyone what had happened. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.